Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon, who announced yesterday the city is starting the process of taking control of the Buffalo Grand Hotel that's formerly the Adams Mark Hotel, which has been closed since 2022. Mayor, thanks for being with us this morning. How exactly is the city looking to do this?
Brian and Susan, good morning. Thank you for having me. So, yeah, this property has sat there for a number of years now, and it's led to blight and unsafe conditions in the city of Buffalo. I do not think we can continue to let this happen. And through New York State Real Property, New York State's real property law, Article 19, we have the authority to, because it is legally abandoned, it has met the qualifications and the parameters of abandonment, we will initiate those abandonment proceedings to take that property with clean title and ultimately turn it over to, we would put a request for qualifications out and ultimately turn it over to a qualified developer who can operate that property responsibly and make it a contributing property to the city of Buffalo.
This Article 19, this is different from what the city is doing for the cobblestone properties, isn't it?
Yes. You know, obviously, when you're dealing with these properties, and these aren't the only two, right? But it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. So we will use any tool that we have at our disposal to make sure that we are not allowing property owners and properties to negatively impact the city of Buffalo. And that's this one is in downtown Buffalo, the one you referenced in the Cobblestone District, and that goes for our neighborhoods as well. We're going to continue to hold people accountable. And if you're going to let your properties fall into complete disrepair and lead to blight, unsafe conditions, allowing people to squat in them, they're unsafe in them because you don't know the quality or the condition of the properties. And you've seen in the past where it leads to fires and unsafe conditions for our first responders. We just cannot, and I'm not going to allow that to continue to happen.
We spoke with Harry Stinson, the owner of the building, and he said that the city hasn't tried to contact him at all to set up a meeting or talk about this. And, you know, we do have to say that from our dealings with Stinson in the past, we know he picks up the phone just about any time you call him. Has the city reached out, and what do you make of hearing that from Stinson?
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that. Mr. Stinson has been contacted in the past. There have been meetings in the past which have led to nothing but broken promises. I don't understand how he could be surprised by the fact that he hasn't touched that property. All you have to do is drive by it, and you'll know that he hasn't done anything there. In addition to that, he's been certainly been notified of the 18 code violations that the property has. He's certainly aware that he owes us nearly $100,000 in taxes and sewer bills. So he has completely abandoned that property. He has shown no intention of bringing that property back up to code and making it an operating hotel and a contributing component to downtown Buffalo. You know, that is the southern gateway to downtown Buffalo, and it cannot sit there in complete disrepair. It, more than all the things I just talked about, it symbolizes that City of Buffalo's stuck in neutral, and we're not. We're moving forward, whether it's the cobblestone property, this property, or others that people know of, and you'll see us trying to do things with those as well. We are not going to allow people to negatively impact the City of Buffalo like this.
With this certificate of abandonment now on the building, how quickly can this be resolved? Is there a timeline?
So our corporation counsel is initiating those proceedings. He would have 30 days to take action. After that, the courts can move ahead with the abandonment and sending the property over. It's a much faster process than eminent domain that you referenced earlier with cobblestone. That's a much more drawn out process. We've obviously been dealing with that for several years now. This is a new tool given to us by the New York State Legislature just a couple of years ago. You've seen people use it in other places in the state. But like I said, it's a much faster timeline, and hopefully we can take that property and put it in the hands of a responsible developer who can, again, bring that property online. You're talking about more than 400 hotel rooms. And one thing you talk about, when you talk to our Visitors Bureau or other people, we try to attract conferences, and the fact that we don't have the number of hotel rooms we need to bring people in is a problem. And when we have those conferences, that's thousands, hundreds and thousands of people coming to the City of Buffalo, contributing to the City of Buffalo. Restaurants are full, more people roaming around downtown, the increase in sales tax, all the benefits of that. And this is contributing to that in a negative manner, and we can't allow that to happen.
This is the largest hotel downtown. You know, you mentioned it just a little bit ago, but I notice every time I drive by, especially on the 190, I mean, there's graffiti on the side of that building that's, I think, bigger than the sign that says Buffalo Grand Hotel. What are some of the things that you hear about people when they talk about the Buffalo Grand and just the appearance from the outside, the impression it gives people of Buffalo?
What I hear from people is when they see the condition of the property is, oh man, that thing looks horrible. Just tear it down. It would look better torn down. I mean, it's that bad. If you're on the property, the grass is 5 feet high, the fountain's in disrepair. There's people getting in and out of the building, staying there overnight. We can't allow these things to happen. It's not safe for them. It's not good for the property, and it's a horrible, horrible sign in downtown Buffalo where we're at. We think things are heading in the right direction. You know, we continue to work with the people and the property owners, the business owners, the residents of downtown Buffalo to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. And I think you're starting to see that. You know, more people are coming to downtown. More people are at work every day. Ingram Micro is coming downtown. Duville's opening their medical school downtown. Things are heading in the right direction, and we're not going to allow properties like this to negatively impact it.
Mayor, before we let you go, Zanetta Everhart this week proposed a ban on teens 17 and under from attending festivals without a parent or guardian. Are you on board with this?
Yeah, the councilman and I have spoken about what she witnessed at the festival over the weekend. She's obviously very disappointed in what took place there. We'll have conversations with her. I don't know all the particulars about everything listed in the resolution. I know that there's a reference to minors needing accompaniment. Again, I don't think it'd be responsible for me to answer it without having seen all of it yet.
Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon, thank you for the time again this morning, joining us live here on WBEN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.